Welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, to exclusive interviews of leading industry experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Linda Stokum. Today I am joined by Zoe Diana Drelos, MD, a research and board-certified clinical dermatologist and chief medical editor of Dermatology Times from North Carolina. She details the process of her new book, Cosmetic Dermatology, Procedures and Practice, which will be releasing in the United States in April of 2022. This book combines several worlds of healthcare to bring different perspectives into one concise novel. Drelos talks the details of what the book is about, how many different resources were used to create it, and how she thinks it will benefit the dermatology world. So would you like to introduce yourself, Dr. Drelos?
Yes, my name is Zoe Diana Drelos. I'm a research and clinical dermatologist. My passion is skincare products, and I do a lot of research for many companies, developing new products, understanding the effects of existing products, and those products can be cosmetics, skincare products, over-the-counter drugs, or drugs.
If anyone knows Dr. Drelos, they know that you are a busy, busy physician. I don't think anyone could say that you have slow days, for sure. Can you describe the book that you're publishing that's going to be releasing in the US in April? And can you describe what it's about?
Yes, the book is Cosmetic Dermatology, Procedures and Practice. And it's really a book where each chapter is written by the expert in that area. So it covers hair, skin, and nails. So for skin, we talk about the basics of skin anatomy, then how you test skin anatomy in the cosmetic world, which are tests that are non-invasive, meaning no needles, no knives, where we look for water in the skin, water leaving the skin, the stretchiness of the skin, the pH of the skin. So the person who wrote that chapter is an expert in clinical testing of non-invasive products. Then we also talk a little bit about pigmentation, because pigmentation is a huge cosmetic need. And then we launch into ingredients and how they are combined together. So moisturization. So the people who are experts in developing moisturizers from Beiersdorf have contributed a chapter. The experts in moisturizer development for the face, L'Oreal people, have contributed a chapter. And the person who formulated the products is the one who wrote the chapter. We have chapters on lipsticks, for example. We have chapters on eyeshadows, all the colored cosmetics written by those individuals and those companies who actually excel at that product. So now we have a basis of ingredients, formulations, products for the skin, for the hair. We have chapters on hair dyeing, hair straightening. It covers ethnic hair. The book is diverse in that it's designed for people of all Fitzpatrick skin types, of all ethnicities and races. Then the book goes into nails. We have the person from Opie who developed all their nail polishes writing the nail chapter. And then we have dermatologists writing the application chapters. You know, what are nail issues that could arise from cosmetic use? What are the hair issues that could arise from improper processing of the hair? And then we also have skin disease states. You know, how can you use cosmetics, cosmeceuticals, and skincare products to provide added benefit to your patients once they've completed their prescription therapy, or when they're in the maintenance phase where they've had resolution of disease and now they need to take care of healthy skin. So the book looks at that. And then finally, it also looks at the procedures, the injectables, the toxins, the fillers, the lasers, the devices, platelet-rich plasma, as sort of ancillary products that can complement that whole area. So I think the book is the first multi-authored book that includes expertise from all of the various companies, all of the various universities, all of the various dermatology teaching centers, and marries the aesthetic world of procedure, the cosmetics and skincare world, with the treatment world in dermatology. So if you will, it's a bridge. It's a very unique bridge between dermatology, cosmetics, cosmeceuticals, and procedures. And that synthesis of knowledge is really valuable to the dermatologist, to the plastic surgeon, to the resident who really wants to optimize their fund of knowledge.
It must have taken such a long time to get all those experts and all of them together. And like you said, it involves all these different worlds. How long did this book take to make, and how did you make time for it?
Well, it's its third edition. And as I've worked formulating, testing, helping design products in all these various industries, I've made these contacts. And so those contacts through my work as a dermatologist, working hand in hand, trying to develop new better products, useful products, filling in gaps where there are needs. I've met these individuals, so I was able to tap them and ask them to write a chapter. So for example, the person who wrote the body wash chapter, he's Procter & Gamble. Their expertise is cleansers. And so he was able to lend that expertise, but I've worked with him one-on-one on testing body washes to determine which products might have the best effects on individuals with atopic dermatitis, eczema, or just plain dry skin. So the book is really a synthesis of all the contacts I've developed over the years and the respect for the many colleagues that I've worked with and their knowledge and their ability to share it in this book has really been fun. I have so enjoyed this project.
So how is this book different than one of your published papers?
Well, that's a really good question because, you know, published papers typically are focused and deal, for example, with the effect of a facial moisturizer, for example, on the microbiome. In this particular book, we're looking at the world of facial moisturizers, how they're made, how they're constructed, what each ingredient does. You know, what are the needs of a facial moisturizer? What does it have to do? You know, it has to make the skin smooth and soft. It has to repair the skin barrier. It should provide photo protection if it's a product that's going to be worn for day wear. It has to have long-lasting ingredients like glycerin that modulate aquaporin function. It also needs to have some kind of preservative in it so that the product doesn't go rancid sitting on the shelf. It also needs to have ingredients in it that build the barrier, hyaluronic acid. It needs to have dimethicone so that it's nice and smooth when it goes on the face, so their product aesthetics. And so the book really delves into the whole category on an issue by issue basis, as opposed to a paper that'll focus on one specific formulation.
Do you feel there are expectations on physicians like you to be writers and researchers and speakers and just go beyond just seeing patients?
Yes. Well, this whole area of skincare has always been sort of a hobby of mine. And writing, I love to write because it, you know, at the end of a busy day, your mind's full of this and that and everything else, especially as a physician. And so I find that my writing time, which when my children were young was harder to come by, but still I find that my writing time like organizes my thoughts. It lets me put things down on paper and it's sort of a creative outlet for me. And it also expands my knowledge base, right? Because if you write about something, you have to own that knowledge. And when you own that knowledge, it becomes part of you and you can use it. Writing the book for me was just a very sort of relaxing, fun, kind of hobby type experience. And I love to teach. I love to share. I think this is an area where dermatologists don't get a lot of training, especially in residency. And I felt that there was a need for a book that had no industry connections, wasn't selling anything, but basically had just the facts. And that would empower dermatologists to better understand this rather crowded, somewhat confusing world of skin care.
Is there anything that you feel is really important to add that you want other physicians to know about?
I think that this book is really fun reading. You know, it's not like reading a Harrison's textbook of internal medicine. You know, it's something that you can pick up in the evening, read a little bit and put down. It has snippets. It has key points. You know, if you're interested in nails, just read a quick nail chapter. So it's sort of a book that you could read a little bit like a short story compilation where each section, each chapter stands alone. You don't have to read it in order. You don't have to read it cover to cover. You know, pick and choose those areas that you think will be of use to you
for
and fun to read.
It's a very inviting, light read. Visit
so
www.dermatologytimes.com.
Don't want to read magazines, read this. I think you'll find it very enriching.